Politico says President Obama feels the deal would pass in a lame duck session of Congress, noting he'd like to discuss that fact with lawmakers once the elections are over instead of playing political football with the topic. But Iowa Republican Senator and former trade chair Chuck Grassley does not think Obama will press ahead with Hillary Clinton's campaign on the line. But an American Farm Bureau Federation official said TPP boils down to November, as a big Clinton win could make it easier for Obama to move TPP during the lame duck session. American Farm Bureau Federation trade advisor Dave Samuelson says time will be short in a post-election lame duck session, but TPP review could be compressed.
Now, the House and the Senate, both the House Ways and Means and Senate Finance Committee, have had some hearings, so they could say they have done some of that work. But they would have some kind of a procedure to pass it out of committee in order to send it to the floor. These things don't have to take a long time.
Even after TPP is submitted, Samuelson said the clock is not an arbitrary factor for Congress to complete the action.
You have up to 45 days in each chamber, but certainly if you can do it quicker, that's up to Congress. Those are maximums in order to finally someday get to a vote. But if they decide they want to move it to the floor, they can do it as fast as they can.
Now, with the White House telling Congress it intends to send up a bill to implement the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal sometime after the November election, it signals the seriousness of the president's intent to pass TPP before his term ends, and as USDA is forecasting bearish corn and soybean prices on record yields and production. Until then, the White House notification sets off a process under Trade Promotion Authority that was passed last year and allows early consultations with lawmakers on remaining issues like U.S. Pork and Dairy Access to overseas markets.